When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello, hello, my dear friends. Welcome back. Welcome back to another episode. And this one is called, very close one to me, this particular episode will be called, it is called Seeking Peace from Within and Making Our Journey in This Life More Effortless. And feeling in the awe of life and just enjoying this life effortlessly with wonderful habits and allowing the mind to process effortlessly to reduce stress and anxiety. And I do have a beautiful story to share with you, and it is like an antidote almost to our suffering and to our anxieties. And if you've ever studied anything about the Buddha, I'm so happy to share with you the story of the Buddha and what his discoveries were in those days. But it's interesting where we're going to go with this particular story. So let's and at the end there is a slight meditation, a 10 meditation. And if you feel like you just want to skip to the meditation, and you're most welcome to. But the information, the content that I'm about to share with you, I feel this is one of the more exciting ones, and there is so much value that I'm about to impart. So this originated I was inspired through the circumstances of a discussion with a wonderful friend, and it came up to be my experience, my inspirations are through talking with someone and listening and seeking for reasons for anxiety. And but this one is really knowing how to live effortlessly, reducing the stress and anxiety, and why do we suffer in this journey. And just seeking that peace, and we find that within us. There's nowhere else to go, nowhere else to be, but the peace is right there. But we think we need to find things, the peace is right there for us. So, let's talk about, first of all, I'd like to start with a little story about the Buddha. And the Buddha's so I'll just start like a kindergarten story. And I always like starting with, once upon a time, right, in a small village there lived a young man named Siddhartha. He was curious and inquisitive, constantly seeking answers to life's deepest questions. And despite growing up in a life of luxury, privilege, Siddhartha felt a sense of unease and restlessness within himself. Now that comes up, like, no matter who you are, what you are, you're always going to have this trait. We've all got it, and it's called boredom. No man can actually sit still. No way. So the moment you start sitting still, there will be, you know, our spirit wants to push forward and to create something more than within us, for us and for others, and it needs to evolve, and no man can sit still. So what happens is our spirit actually pushes us forward and creates anxiety within us. In this case, in the Buddha's case, he felt unease and restless, and he was, you know, and because of that, created some anxiety. So that's one thing. No one can sit still, and except the Buddha in the end, when he decided to sit still and counteract the forces evolving and understanding and, you know, moving through life, because that's what we're here for, to experience and to explore and to evolve. He found that, anyway, so that's that works. But anyway, going back with that story, one day Siddhartha decided to leave his comfortable life because, you know, in my opinion, he was anxious and he was bored, and he needed it, you know, our life behind and a mark on a journey of discovery. Yes. So the truth about suffering, his thing was about suffering. Why do people suffer? And the nature of this existence of suffering. He wandered through forests, crossed rivers, and engaged in deep contemplation, seeking the enlightenment. And after years of searching, Siddhartha found himself sitting under this beautiful tree called a Bodhi tree. Determined to find the answers he had been seeking, it was in the moment that he experienced the profound realization: suffering is caused by our own desires, human desires and cravings. Now, why don't we just pause here for a minute? Our suffering is caused through our personal desires and cravings, right? So you just think about anything in our life, on your life, and that whatever you're craving for, or whatever you're desiring, causes a reaction, cause and effect, and it causes anxiety because you're striving and pushing, like myself today, I'm feeling today I'm actually pushing myself, and I'm working to, you know, I'm working with a lot of clients today, and sometimes I do have a goal, you can call it an entrapment, but I think someone yesterday mentioned, have you ever looked at working the 5-hour day sort of mindset of working for 4 or 5 hours? But not today. I'm actually have some cravings and have some desires, so sometimes it becomes a habit, a strong habit, and therefore yes, I can feel the suffering, can feel that I'm getting a little bit weak in energy, but as I do this, I'm energizing and telling you about the story of the Buddha and the enlightenment. So decided to leave and wandered through forests, etc., and to find his enlightenment. And after years of searching, he found himself sitting under this beautiful tree. And Siddhartha then understood that the root of suffering in mankind lies in the attachment, in our attachments to worldly desires and the insatiable cravings that arise from them. He then realized that the constant pursuit of pleasure and avoidance of pain only perpetuate the cycle of suffering. So this is enhancement. I'll just look at that again. He realized the gift that the constant pursuit of any pleasure and the avoidance of pain only made it grow, and anxiety grows further. So avoiding pain, most of us can become anxious avoidance in psychology, and we have to watch out for that. And not sitting with the pain, rather than just keep pushing it, moving it, and actually complaining about it, and really putting a lot of attention on it, creating, enhancing, and perpetuating the recycling of the suffering. Yeah, it's a good point. So as Siddhartha sat in the deep meditation under this Bodhi tree, he reflected on the impermanence of life, and inevitable changes and challenges that come with it. He understood that everything in life is transient, it moves on, and subject to change. It's never the same. Relationships, possessions, and even our bodies will eventually change. And, you know, nothing's permanent. You're going to have to leave a fortune, you know, in this world to someone else or to government when you leave this planet. But in the meantime, what are we doing? We are stuck to our cravings and desires. So think of that, you know, whatever your situation is. Some of us will leave with nothing, some will leave with something, some of us would leave with a fortune, you know, a big castle we need to give away. But in the meantime, we are suffering because we're desiring these things, this material aspect of ownerships and a possession. So I thought I'd throw that one in there. And then let's go back to the story. You saw that how people cling to their desires and resisted the natural flow of life, causing themselves unnecessary pain and suffering. Siddhartha realized that the true peace and freedom could only be found by embracing the impermanence of life and letting go of any attachments. I repeat that. And letting go of any attachments. The peace, the true peace, the inner peace, the freedom could only be found by embracing the impermanence of life and not being attached or clinging to consciousness of this life, but learning to let go of all the attachments. And you kind of ask yourself, what am I clinging to? What am I clinging to that gives me so much anxiety? Why didn't I just let it go or learn to let it go? Let me think about that. Anyway, back with the story. With this newfound wisdom, Siddhartha became the Buddha. Now, everybody, once you share this knowledge, and the waking, they named him the Awakened One, the Buddha. He dedicated his life to teaching others about the nature of suffering and the path to its liberation. He emphasized the importance of cultivating mindfulness, practicing meditation, as these are the keys to finding peace in the mind, inner peace, and finding contentment in the present moment. There is contentment in the present moment. Take note of that one. We can be in so much peace in how we practice the present moment. And so the Buddha taught that by recognizing and understanding our desires and cravings, we can free ourselves from the grasps and find the inner peace that we're all searching, even for X amount of time. He encouraged his followers to deep in the sense of compassion, both for themselves and others, as a way to alleviate suffering. A lot of people just don't know how to forgive. They don't know how to do their own compassion. And such a rigid mind. And they're continuously recycling this anxiety and this suffering. And the inner peace is found, the secret to seeking inner peace is within us. And then through his teaching, the Buddha showed that life changed. The natural challenges are inevitable. However, it is our attachment and resistance to these changes that cause us to suffer. The resistance. So there is the law of non-resistance. And that must be studied. And if we find the equanimity or the space between, we that we feel so much inner peace. And by embracing the impermanence of this life and in cultivating this inner peace, we can navigate life's ups and downs with grace and, once again, with equanimity. And so the story of the Buddha serves as a timeless reminder that true peace is found within. And by letting go of all the desires and cravings of this life, and just know that embracing the ever-changing nature of life. So, I hope you've enjoyed this story. But now we'll go to part two of this story. And this is part three of little meditation. And I'm just going to go briefly talking about looking into finding peace within us and making the journey of life effortless. It's going to be a beautiful goal for everyone if anyone wants to go into this and really pursue it and really crave it. Okay, so we got craving desires, but this is something we can crave and desire on a deeper level for our own well-being and health and for less anxiety. We now can't get rid of anxiety totally, but we can manage it. We can find peace through find the inner peace. So we can practice mindfulness, as mentioned earlier, and take the time of the day to be present in the moment and observe thoughts and emotions, because this is what we're doing in the next part of this. In my podcast, I always finish up with a meditation just to get that practice going. So if you haven't never meditated before, this is a chance to feeling your inner peace through the meditation. So it is about meditation is about being in the present moment, observing your thoughts, emotions without judging them and without attaching to them, and learning to release, learning to let go. And this can help reduce stress, anxiety, and bring a sense of peace. And remember, the key here, the aim here, is to learn to grow and attach it and find our inner peace. And cultivate the gratitude. Gratitude can develop a habit of expressing gratitude for small joys in life, celebrations of life, and blessings in this life. This can shift your focus to the positive aspects of humanity and bring a sense of contentment in this life. Contentment in this life. Feeling the present, the pause. And then simplify your life. Make your life simple. Areas of your life that may be causing you unnecessary stress, find out what they are. Start writing down. What are they? Itemize them. Journal them. Find them out. What is this all about? And then find this, and then declutter your physical space, your mind, your commitments, and focus on what truly matters. And we should stop chasing those crazy cravings and those crazy desires. No need for them. Find out what really matters. Itemize them. Otherwise, we'd be just going around the same hamster wheel, right? Round the hamster ring, faster and faster. Where does it go? It goes nowhere except the grave. Yeah. Well, unfortunately, nothing is everything is impermanent. Nothing's permanent. Things change, so we need to flow. So not about looking into the nature of self-care habits. What can we do to be wonderfully self-caring? Taking care of a physical, mental, emotional well-being, activities that bring joy, relaxation, hobbies, exercise, reading, spending time in nature, getting some sun. Sometimes depression, anxiety is caused with lack of sun. Going for a walk or practicing a hobby. Yeah. And then let's talk about letting go of control. Understand that there are certain things in life that are beyond our control. Instead of trying to control everything in this life, learn to let go. Learn to let go. Learn to let go and trust in the process. Trust in the process. Trust in this process. A lot of people do not trust the process. They're fearing life consistently, or have this habitual blueprint. Someone told them when they were younger that don't trust life. Or something happened. Don't trust life. Don't trust the process. Anyway, so we need to learn to trust the process, and that'll create less stress in life. This can help reduce anxiety and allow life to just unfold effortlessly. And there's a little bit more here. We can look at some other areas, like embrace the power of acceptance. Embrace the power of acceptance is about acknowledging and embracing the present moment as it is, without resistance or judgment, without the resistance. Yeah, developing a positive mindset, cultivating this positive outlook by focusing on the good in everything. Can you find the good? I know for every good there's a bad, but can we train the mind to always look for the good? Always look for the good. The growth, the opportunities, and the lessons in the challenge, the silver linings. This shift in our perspective can help us navigate through life with greater ease and resilience. This is a wonderful key. And then we can look at practicing self-compassion. Treat ourselves with kindness, gentleness, understanding. Sometimes we need to get into this habit of seek to understand rather than to be understood. Seek to understand rather to be understood. That means we are actually not focusing on ourselves, but focusing outwards on that. And then also learn the power of forgiveness, be gentle with yourself when facing difficulties or setbacks, and this too shall pass. So we don't grab to that, and it'll take us to a nice, that'll just speed up our hamster wheel, right? And self-compassion allows you to embrace your imperfection, cultivate a sense of inner peace. So also we can prioritize self-reflection. We can go journaling here. We can take time to reflect on our thoughts, emotions, actions. This also gives us the power of intention. Self-reflection promotes self-awareness and helps you identify patterns that you might have, patterns that you don't see, or we call them blind spots in life. And these are not available to us, but it's on a different level of consciousness. It's dug deep somewhere in the unconscious, and sometimes we can see this coming out, and we might get this wow factor and then start feeling this lightness in our body. And again, these, unless we find these patterns, these are going to create stress and more anxiety. So it's good to understand that. It allows us to make conscious choices and navigate through our life with greater clarity and purpose. And always encouraging support relationships around yourself with positive people, uplifting people. Because this is energy. The more we surround ourselves in a circle of beautiful, nurturing, happy people, the more that we will become like them. We are nothing more like two beads of water connection. There is a scientific phenomena that says that when you talk to water in a nice way, in a kind, gentle way, supportive way, it has a different crystalline structure. If you start talking rubbish to it and angry, anxiety, it also picks up the vibration, and it does have a different, different negative structure. So, that is a scientific phenomena and true phenomena. It's been done, research. So be careful who we get support from. Practice letting go. Learn to let go of attachments, outcomes, expectations, past experiences, holding on to resentment, regrets, worries can create unnecessary stress, hinder the ability to experience peace. Allow yourself to release what no longer serves us or serves you, and make space for new possibilities. Engage in self-care rituals. We mentioned that earlier. Really look at your routines. And also for me, what I'm actually using is something called the habit tracker. And if you can get your hands on a book called The Atomic Habit, and that explains about how habits are formed, and and how interesting that a habit is formed when we do something that is satisfactory. So we have to find something we love doing, and that'll create, and that's more energy. We need energy to change and create habits. Deep things like deep breathing, exercise, meditation, taking a bath, enjoying your lovely hobbies, nourish your body, allowing you to recharge, you'll find your inner peace, things that give you inner peace. And so, now we'll move on to, our meditation. To finalize, this is part three of this presentation, and so far we've talked about the Buddha, we've talked about living in life with ease, simplifying, making things more simple, and it's now time to get centered and take you on a small journey, a small meditation. And then what I'd like you to do is to find a comfortable space. Close your eyes and become centered. And you do that by finding the pause. Attention on your breath. Breath is peace. We cannot focus on two things at once. We can just focus on breathing. taking a nice gentle breath through the nose, holding at the top and releasing, sighing out, relaxed, peace, inner peace. And realizing that when my mind is at peace, my body is relaxed. And by just even repeating this mantra in your mind's eye, as your eyes are closed, and right in saying to yourself, when my mind is relaxed, my body is at peace. And when my mind is in peace, my body is relaxed. And then this is how we find our inner peace in the center. And let it fill your soul. And this moment, let your mind be whole. And when peace resides within the body, find ease, relaxation flows like a gentle breeze. With each breath in, feel peace gentle arise. Exhale any tension, let it dissolve and fly away from you. And in this stillness, in this moment of the mind, of this tranquility, your tranquility is found. Body and soul in harmony and balance abound. And gratitude blooms like flowers in the sun. For every blessing, big, small, we have won. Simplifying your thoughts, simply make them simple in your day. Unclutter your mind and let peace pave the way for you. Taking a gentle breath here. Again, focus on the gentle, natural breath. Inhale, exhale. Nurture yourself with love, care and grace. And engage in self-care just at your own pace. The body is a temple, deserving of your attention. Embrace self-care as a sacred intention, the power of intention. And let go of control. There's no need for controlling everything. There are times we need to let go and trust the process. Release the need to steer. Trust in the journey. Let go of all the fear. Life flows effortlessly when we surrender, when we quieten down, allowing the universe to guide us tender. In the moment of struggle, be kind to yourself. Practice self-compassion, for it's your greatest wealth. Embrace the imperfections with a gentle heart, knowing that you're worthy, you're precious, you are loved. And this is right from the start. With each breath in, peace expands and grows. Through body and soul, its essence flows. When the mind is at peace, the body is relaxed and free. Relaxation and calmness, the truest of harmony. And find that space, the inner peace. So breathe in peace. Feel it. And let it fill your being. In this present moment, find your inner seeing. As you exhale, release all the stress and strive. Embrace peace within, the essence of life. And let the colors of love, orange, yellow, green, blend with the beat of your heart, so serene. And in this stillness of meditation, mindfulness, find your bliss. With gratitude and peace, your soul will just kiss this earth, this space, this dimension. So breathe in peace as you As you close your eyes, as your eyes are closed, feel the calmness within, like a peaceful sunrise. In this moment, let your body be relaxed, mind at peace, heart content, and love is intact. Dear friends, I hope you've enjoyed this particular meditation, the message behind this offering. It doesn't end here. And take all these words, take these words with you. And as you begin to open up your eyes, coming out of this wonderful state, this wonderful meditation, and may you breathe and leave these words. May you enjoy the rest of your day or night. And with blessings, I hope to see you next time. This is Nick here from Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching. May you be in peace. Namaste.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.